Just as you let yourself relax without trying to control your mind, your only task now is to kind of evoke the inner friend, that attitude which really accommodates all of the experiences that you're having with interest, whatever they are. Whatever's going on in your mind, there's somebody who's interested, accommodating, a friend to those experiences. Same with any perceptions that you may be having, external perceptions, that attitude that is interested in accommodating, non-rejecting. And then there's your own self-evident presence. In which all of these changing experiences are taking place. So as you're relaxing, this accommodating attitude, non-judgmental attitude, I want to help you discriminate between three levels of discriminate or notice three types of experiences that are available to you that you're probably having right now. One type of experience is what we call Ishwara Srishti, Ishwara's creation, the shared reality. For instance, all of the sounds that we're hearing through our ears, the physical sensations through our sense of touch. If your eyes were open, it would be any visual perceptions, sense of smell, sense of taste. All of these are capacities that are given to you. They're not of your creation. They're part of this creation, part of this body, mind, sense organs, complex. That you have a mind that can think and feel and remember, it has those functions, that is Ishwara Srishti. It's something that's shared by all of us in terms of each body, if it's intact. Comes with these five sense organs and with a mind that can feel and think, etc. It also comes with an unconscious that can store for us and hide away traumatic or painful feelings that we're not able, at least when we're young, to deal with. This body, mind, sense organs has this capacity. It's given to us. We don't create it. Dharma, adharma, the laws of dharma, adharma, Ishwara Srishti. Srishti means creation, Ishwara Srishti. All of the different laws that exist in the universe, both subtle and gross, subtle and physical, Ishwara Srishti. We as an individual are not the creator. We are born with those laws, into those laws. All of those laws, those experiences, this body, mind, sense organs, is part and parcel. It's totally a part of that world, is contained in that world, is subject to all of the laws that run through that world. So right now, if your mind is just in the present and is aware of the world you're experiencing through your sense organs, and is aware of the mind that you have, its capacities, the memories, etc., as a capacity, you are present to Ishwar Srishti, Ishwar's creation. You are in the present. Also happening is what we call Jiva Srishti, the creation of you, the individual. Ishwar Srishti is called Vyavahara, the Vyavaharika Satyam, the empirical reality, shared reality that we experience. The Jiva Srishti is called Paribhasika Satyam. Paribhasika Satyam, the subjective reality, is our creation. Using the mind that we have, the mind is capable of Jiva Srishti, of its own creations. Create on its own, and I can find myself lost in its creation. For instance, I can have a memory, a painful memory of the past, but it's not just a painful memory that I remember taking place in the present. It's a memory that can take me away with it. A memory that can be filled with events and emotions as though it's a waking dream. Regrets, hurts, anger, emotional traumas, all evoked by some memory of the past that somehow is triggered in this Ishwar Srishti. Someone raises their eyebrow in the wrong way, or you run across a particular scent that sends, triggers a memory, which all of a sudden, without even your knowledge of permission, you find yourself enveloped in a world that you've created with all of the emotions that accompany that world. That's Jiva Srishti. It happens so often in reference to past memories. Jiva Srishti, in terms of the future, where I become afraid, perhaps, of something that may go wrong, something I may not get. Some worry about how my life is going to unfold. Takes off into a creation that's accompanied with the emotions that would take place were that creation to be real. Actually, I don't think that's true. I don't think those emotions would take place, but my fear is of that situation which in my mind would evoke these frightening feelings. Jiva Srishti, I live in the imagination along with the feelings until, whether good in the past or future, until I recognize them. And I'm able to bring them back to the present. This Jiva Srishti is happening all the time. If it's happening consciously, well, that's a capacity that I have. I can consciously imagine and create Jiva Srishti. But that capacity also has a life of its own. But because it's my creation, I can withdraw it. The third viveka, okay, I need to discriminate between this Ishwara Srishti, Jiva Srishti, is my own presence. It's conscious me, conscious being, that is its own self-evident experience not as an object that I'm looking at, but as the very conscious being, the me. That is stable and constant, and the one who is there for every experience, whether Ishwara Srishti, Ishwara's creation, or the Jiva Srishti, I am changelessly present as really the self of all of these experiences. We need to have a viveka, a discrimination, be able to notice, to recognize these three levels of experience. And I say levels of experience in terms of the Atma, the self. The self is the one self-evident presence that never varies. It is me. The one for whom all of these positive and negative and neutral experiences are. I am always present no matter what the experience. That's why I can say these are my experiences. What I mean is, I am always there. I can always bring the Ishwara Srishti back to my own being because I'm ever present, no matter what the perception is. I can also bring my imagination, Jiva Srishti, back to my own self, my own presence, because I also am ever present there. some sequence. When I catch myself not being in the present, but being in the imaginal world of the Jiva Srishti, worried about something that happened or is going to happen, if it's not an enjoyable imagination which is causing no harm, I can say to it, let's come back to the present, to the Ishvara Srishti. Let's come back to the present and be with what is happening now. I have always been able to deal with what is happening now. Present to what is happening now, to follow Dharma, and to do my best to handle the situations that are before me to the best of my ability. So with those kind words, I bring the Jiva Srishti, the scary ride that the mind has created out of its own fears. I kindly bring that Jiva Srishti back to the Ishvara Srishti. And I respond to Ishvara, doing the best that I can, following Dharma. This really is Karma Yoga. My commitment is that Ishvara Arpana Buddhi is where my life is really. One of devotion to Ishvara through simply doing the best that I can in the moment, following Dharma. And that's the commitment of a Karma Yogi. Any Ishvara Srishti or your expectation of it, bring it back right now to Ishvara, to the present, as though you're offering that Jiva Srishti to Ishvara. The beautiful silence of your own being, your own presence. And recognize that very personal presence. This me is responsible for my sense of self. As being the self, that changeless, silent presence, so complete and so full. As being the very self of Ishwara Srishti, the very being of Ishwara. The very being of Ishwara, Ishwara Srishti, is the very being of the Jiva Srishti. The self that you are. That it has come to the forefront of your experience. Taking center stage. This very self that is you, along with whatever experiences that are taking place in each world of Jiva Srishti, the totality of your experience, the self, the Maya. And this, in fact, is Ishwara, the self, with all of the experiences of creation, is Ishwara. The self that I am, the Atma, this conscious being that is me. Very personal, conscious being that is me. Is yes, the conscious being that is Ishwara. The truth of Ishwara.